Welcome to Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is hit by the pitch. Neal moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snider strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards third. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grammas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Hodges reaches third base with a triple. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Newcomb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gilliam bunts towards third. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Newcomb is 0 for 1 in the game. Newcomb strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gilliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Gino Cimoli now playing left field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing left field. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crowe moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant bunts towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Crowe moves to third. Bailey moves to second. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crowe scores. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. It's Reds, 1, Dodgers, 1. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hodges strikes out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Campanella moves to second. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newcomb is 0 for 2 in the game. Newcomb strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese now playing third base. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wisenant, who is chasing the ball. Cimoli reaches third base with a triple. Gilliam scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Campanella hits a line drive towards the mound. Lawrence reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crow strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City.